Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Footsie Blair. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Taylor. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doc Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Leach. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Shanti Hogan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Doc Marshall. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Wally Roetker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Donahue. Pitching for the New York Giants, Pete Donahue. And now, play ball. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive into right field. Ott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ott. Blair moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kritz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz bunts towards third. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kritz moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Kritz scores. Leach moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Terry moves to second. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Terry moves to third. Ott moves to second. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan strikes out. Two outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Roetker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donahue for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell moves to third. Blair moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Farrell tags and scores. Blair tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom strikes out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Donahue covering, for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ott takes first base on ball 4. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogan hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell misplays the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Ott moves to second. Wally Rutger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutger is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root is called out on strikes. One out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kritz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kritz moves to third. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kritz tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. Wilson moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Roetger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doc Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Roetger. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-2 in the game. Root strikes out. 1 out. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-2, Giants. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donahue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roetger strikes out. 1 out. Pete Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-2 in the game. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kritz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Doc Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marshall fields it and throws to home to get Grimm. Hartnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-3 in the game. Root hits a fly ball into center field. Roetker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lindstrom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Danny Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 5-3, Cubs. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hogan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Shanti Hogan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hogan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell pinch hits for Doc Marshall. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Wally Roetker. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Reese pinch hits for Freddie Fitzsimmons. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kritz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Bud Teachout now pitching. Freddie Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Teachout fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.